Lives Left.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the Three Lives Left podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harris, and with me, as always, is my main man, Sam Eastwood.
Hello.
Joining us once again is the dude, Kevin Cornwall.
Good evening.
Oh, my God. Back again is Captain Cool himself, Simon Townsend.
Hey.
And joining us for the very first time is the Gilbinator, Mark.
Hey.
There we go. Right, that's everybody. And as we always do when we start a Three Lives Left podcast, we would like to thank all of you lovely, lovely, wonderful listeners who tune in and download us on iTunes and Podomatic and or stream us or whatever you do to listen to us rattle on for an hour to an hour and a half about games and board games and card games and comics and films and TV and anything else that we've taken a fancy to. Because it means a lot to us, because, you know, we enjoy doing this, and we love that, you know, you guys listen and enjoy it. And, you know, if you want to give us any feedback, you can reach us on Podomatic or on iTunes and rate us, or you can tweet us at Three Lives Left, or you can find us on our Facebook page, which is just search for Three Lives Left Podcast on Facebook, and you'll find us.
And I've changed our little hashtag rather than Three Lives Left. It's just 3LL. We're sounding cool now.
No, we've got a nice abbreviated hashtag for when,
because we're cool.
We're trendy and we understand social media.
Trust us, we're cool. Don't question it. Start questioning.
Just understand.
I hope so.
Just believe. And
we're hip and with it.
Yeah, and similar things that the youth say. The youths in it.
The youth of the nation.
Oh, God. Oh, a little part of me died there. and it was in the penis area.
There's not much to kill then, really,
is
there?
You thank.
Why do you set me up for that?
I don't know.
He likes taking it.
I like to, yeah, apparently I do. I'm Kevin's bitch.
I can't give it.
No. And, you know, it'd be great if you could just reach us on any of our social medias, because we do post some questions now. We do try to get some interaction from you guys. So want to chat to us.
Particularly on Twitter, because it's mainly just conversations between myself and myself.
Yeah, we try to engage ourselves when, you know, we try to do it more to help you out.
I think it's more for my own sake, trying to get, like, more followers on my own Twitter feed. Cause I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to these guys. I'm cool.
I like
not myself at all.
The mated Twitter bots respond to something we've said. I'm like, oh, we got a tweet. Oh, it's a bot. Oh, sadness. There's, like, every now and again, Simon will tweet something, and there's a bot that, for some reason, says, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Oh, that's the bot that if you hashtag anything about RoboCop, because that's a line in RoboCop.
I'll buy really? That for a dollar?
Fucking hell. Every time someone has mentioned RoboCop, I've had my phone go off saying, somebody's tweeted you, and it says, I'll buy that for a dollar. I'm like, what the
fuck? I found it funny the first time, thinking it was a person, and then when I realised it was a bot, I was just like, oh.
Okay.
I've been surprisingly lucky with, Twitter bots.
Yeah.
Not really had any issues at all.
I found one today. I tweeted Game Bromley on their Twitter account to find out if they were doing a midnight launch for GTA 5. Mentioning GTA 5 got me 4 responses from Twitter bots.
Sadly, I made a mistake of following back this person who's called Nathan Drake when I made a tweet about The Last of Us. And basically hashtag The Last of Us, and then he followed me, so I followed him back, as I do, and then now he retweets anything anybody says about a Naughty Dog game.
Oh dear.
And it's like, when this was right when, like, The Last of Us was still popular, and it was still this week, like, this week I'll get, like, loads about people playing The Last of Us, and I'm like, it's over now.
Let it die.
Everyone loved it. We've moved on.
Right. So we'll go to our regular feature here at Three Lives Left. Oh, wait. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
We have a new person.
We have a new person.
I'm new.
He always forgets the new guy. I feel really bad. That's like 3 times in a row that new people have joined us on the podcast and I've completely forgotten they're here.
Woo.
Gilby.
Yes.
The Gilby now. Would you like to introduce yourself to our lovely, lovely listeners?
I am known as the Gilbinator, sometimes.
I'm like the only person, to be fair.
Fair enough. I met Dan at university. Like, we're starting second year, and I'm about to be living with him, which will be rubbish.
Thanks, man.
Poor thing.
But I mean, I dare say I'm moving more towards PC gaming, just because it's more convenient, which is probably a bad thing, because I do quite enjoy console, but, you know, whatever.
Okay, and is that all you want to say about yourself, is that you know me through uni, you're about to live with me, and you like gaming on a PC?
Is he the one with the big penis?
He's the one with the big penis.
I was going to wait for someone else to mention.
Well, we've gone from explicit to X-rated podcast just with Gilby's presence. Gilby's nickname, other nickname other than the Gilbinator, which is the other thing I call him, is the Girth.
Oh, God.
So if you're ogling and listening to this podcast, you might want to stand away from the speakers.
Yeah, he's also taken, ladies, so behave. And
my girlfriend listens to this. Don't you dare get her pregnant.
I can't promise anything.
I make no promises from my invasive penis. I'm sorry.
That is my legal position.
Yeah. Good man. Deny everything before it even happens.
Yep.
Okay.
It wasn't me. It was Dan.
Good man. Oh, well, don't mind. I'll take the blame for that. So we'll go to our regular feature here at Free Lives Left, which is our Week in Geek, where we talk about what we've done over the last fortnight or so that's particularly geeky or nerdy or just something that we're, you know, passionate about, stuff that's, you know, that we've enjoyed doing over the last week. So, Simon, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was continuing my ever-growing addiction to Mass Effect, which I know I'm very late in the day starting, but I've started nonetheless. But sadly, it's taken a kind of sidestep because I've just got Saints Row 4 and I've been caning that out like a bad boy. lots and lots of fun. Smacking people in the face. The dubstep gun, for some reason, is one of the best weapons in the game, because I was just sort of like, oh, it doesn't run out of ammo, it just recharges, and I'm just like, oh. It was funny at first, and now I'm just beginning to hate this gun. Like, oh, it's interrupting my radio and stuff like that. Still funny that everyone dances while they die. but yeah, and also I've gotten a sort of like massive thing for the Ninja Turtles again at the moment, because I've started reading the original comic books where they're like brutal and have no problems killing people.
And they all wear red, don't they? They all wear red
bandanas. And then I watched the ending to the 2003 series where like all the turtles cross over into each other. So you got the original series, the newer series, and then like the original comic book ones, and they're all slaying the shit out of each other. It's fun. Particularly when like the newer Michelangelo was saying the turtle blimp was like the shittest like vehicle like has ever been created, and they're just sort of like, I was like, what? But I wanted it as a toy.
Yeah, I remember how much I wanted that. I think I might have had it, actually.
I think you said before you might have had it.
I had all the Ninja Turtle toys, and I mean all of them.
I mean, I had the Turtle Van, which I only found out from this film that it was also called the Party Wagon.
That is not appropriate.
No. That's really,
it is apparently a good show. You can call the Turtle Van a Party Wagon.
Oh, God. Cool. All right, man. Sam, what about you?
Saturday, I played games with you, Dan.
Yeah, you did.
We played the Battlestar Galactica board game. We did invite Simon, but he was, you know, socialising with other people.
Banging.
And so was Kevin.
Yeah.
Bastard. But yeah, like Dan had. Dan has.
Like you.
Yeah. All right, Kevin.
Dan had never watched the show before, but I'm pretty much
you must have been socially aware of Battlestar Galactica, at least from the original series.
Yeah, I was socially aware of it. I just hadn't watched any of the new ones because I was told go and watch the new series, and I was like, oh, it's on Netflix, I'll watch it. But Netflix doesn't have the original the 3-hour pre-series.
Oh, right. That's kind of like important.
You need it. The first episode starts with previously on Battlestar Galactica. Like, the fuck?
It's a way to start a series.
Missing out on 3 hours of like
important information.
But yeah, which was fun. It was a lot of fun with that.
It was actually a ton of fun. For a really thoughtful board game, like you have to think about what you're doing and what you're saying all the time.
Yeah. It's basically without spoiling the show as well. I mean,
from what you described, and I haven't played it, it kind of sounds like a hardcore Cluedo.
Yeah. Mm. It's hardcore Cluedo if you're trying to blame somebody else for trying to kill it.
Yeah.
To kill whoever has died.
While the person who did it is playing.
Yeah.
And is trying to screw you over. And
constantly actually screwing you over.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Lots and lots of fun. So if you ever have the chance to play it, or like Battlestar Galactica and has seen a board game and thought, wouldn't mind playing that, totally get it. It's so much fun. The more people we have playing it, the better, because there's more secret evilness which happens, which is lots of fun. I also got the EA Humble Bundle thing, and I've downloaded... Everybody has,
but
yeah.
But I didn't play anything on it yet.
I haven't played anything on it yet. I actually tell you, I played some Mirror's Edge.
I tried to play Mirror's Edge.
I installed Origin, because I'd never done that before.
Yeah, same. Did that as well, yeah.
I played some Battlefield. I've never played Battlefield before. I've only played Bad Company, and they're both very, very different. I didn't mind Bad Company. I thought it wasn't too bad.
No, I've played Battlefields before that, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? Well, I'd only played the first one. I heard the second one is a vast improvement, but...
That's what I'm saying. Bad Company 2 is really, really good. That's what I'm saying. Like, I played Bad Company 2. I started playing some of the storyline of Bad Company 2, which was just awful, but the multiplayer is really fun.
You don't buy Bad Company with the storyline.
I kind of like the story for Bad Company 2, though, because it was sort of...
all of the characters.
Oh, come on. They were
seriously.
Sam, you have an issue with characters in games, man.
I really do. They need to be not likeable people. They can't just be some random.
No, I think they need to be random, like Deadpool, for you to like them.
Hagrid was awesome. He goes around blowing things up because he likes it. The thing I liked about the Bad Company storyline was the fact that it wasn't like a Call of Duty type thing. It's like, oh god, the Russians are coming! Ah, it's all so serious.
But the Russians were coming.
If you need
the Russians were coming.
If you need likable characters, why do you like Dante? Because Dante's not a likable character.
He's
actually generally a dick.
He is a dick, but he's okay with the fact that he's being a dick. Like, Nathan Drake doesn't try and make out the fact that he's being a dick. Nathan Drake is kind of like, I'm a nice guy, but I'm also a massive douchebag. And it's Dante, well, I know I'm a douchebag. I know I'm a dick. Nathan, I am awesome. Fuck you. But, like, I don't know. Those characters just didn't seem like actual fucking army people. They were just, like, some guys, militias.
No, they were very much cliche movie army like characters.
Exactly. So it's kind of like I'm playing a military shooter and the main characters are hillbillies with guns.
That's great. Why would you want another cookie
then
cutter?
Then don't make it as a military shooter. Make it as a hit like bloody Dukes of Hazzard with machine guns.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. If you're getting in the General Lee.
Dan. First game, Dukes of Hazzard with machine guns.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Make it.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
No, don't. Armageddon.
Farmageddon.
Anyone remember Carmageddon?
Okay. I remember Carmageddon. I thought you said Farmageddon.
No, I said Carmageddon. That was like...
I always preferred Vigilante. Right,
that's what it's called.
Running over dogs.
Yeah. The rest of my week in geek, that was pretty much... That was it. Yeah, that was it.
Alright, Kev.
Hello. My week in geek has been chock full of stuff. I got Disney Infinity.
Good man.
I love it because
don't call him gay. It looks so much fun. I have no idea how you can be against it.
What's this?
It's
Disney Infinity.
It's Skylanders with Disney.
Yeah, it's basically Disney Skylanders if you want to get down to the nitty gritty. But it's a lot of fun. Like the campaigns are all really sort of simple but interesting.
I'm oddly seduced by it.
Good man.
It's so good. Just try it out. It's I highly recommend it.
Yeah, try it out for £50.
I was thinking of the Pokemon one, but the figures all look really gash.
Yeah, the Pokemon one is gash.
Yeah. But you've got to remember that Disney owns Star Wars and Marvel.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to do that straight away, but they're like that we're not saying no.
Yeah, which means yes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're not saying no is company speak for it will come.
Basically, next Christmas, because we're going to wring your dollar out of you this Christmas and then next Christmas.
The good thing about it is that they've fully sort of said we're going to listen to what characters people want. And you'll notice if you go to the voting website that the top voted character is Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, that's cool. Because Sora is
people add their own, or if they suggested and you vote for them.
Yeah, because Sora is actually held under
They're votable, so they've already considered that is part of what Disney Infinity can be, which is awesome. You know, the scope of the thing is huge, and like. One of the best things about it is the toy box mode, which if you ever played like Toy Story 3, the game is basically exactly the same as that, but huge, and you can do everything. You make huge racetracks, you know, entire new worlds. It's just
I've seen ones where it's sort of like very little big planet. They just basically made the first level to Super Mario.
Yeah, you can do all of that sort of thing. Yeah, you can. It's as much as your imagination can take you.
This is like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Sandbox modes
are
like...
Take my paint later,
Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've also been playing Saints Row 4 because that's badass. I also got the Humble Bundles. I played some Crysis 2 on like Ultra Spec just so that I could have a look around and see how pretty it was. And it was very pretty. And other than that, I've been playing my Half-Life 2 mods again.
I noticed.
I've never played any of them.
Oh, so much fun. We should all play and do like a let's play of them. I know it's the very popular thing to do on YouTube at the moment, but it's a good way to get started.
About the only one
it's something we want to do anyway. It's something we talk about.
Black
Mesa.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I downloaded Black Mesa and started playing that as well. That is one amazing mod.
It's immense.
Yeah, I love the first game anyway. I constantly replay it. So this mod is just everything I want. It updates the entire look of it. It's so good. And that's me for my week in geek.
So I'll go and then we'll let you go, Gilbs. Mine week in geek has been interesting. So obviously I spent Saturday with Sam playing the Battlestar Galactica board game, which was really good. And me and Nell have been playing The Descent with her family. And so The Descent is a great board game, and it's like almost like a precursor to D&D and proper tabletop role-playing games, in that one of you plays as a dungeon master and the others of you pick a hero and things like that. But the good thing about Descent is it gives you the characters and their roles and everything like that, and you pick them instead of creating your own and worrying about all their stats and stuff like that. You pick a character and you play with it, and the dungeon master isn't so much a dungeon master as the evil overlord who's trying to stop you from achieving your quests. And you can play Descent in a couple of ways. One of the ways is to pick a random quest and all play together, and one of you is randomly the thing. Or you can play it as a campaign, and you have specific places that you go to and specific rules as you play it as a campaign. So we're playing it as a campaign, and every other night we sort of sit down and play the game together. And it's been a ton of, honestly, like a real lot of fun, because I'm playing as the Overlord against them, and I've won one game so far because the heroes are obviously sort of stacked against you, and you're using your monsters to try and win and stuff like that. And it's just been a lot of fun, and it's nice to use that as like a precursor into doing some proper D&D stuff. On the video game front, I have been mainly, as always, playing Smite again, as they've just added another new god to the lineup. And I finally finished Darksiders 1 after my issues before, where I had to stop playing because of the game-breaking bug. I went through and played it all and completed it, which was genuinely a really, really good game with a cracking ending. And I've just started Darksiders 2, which is really good because it changes a lot of things but manages to keep the core gameplay mechanics of 1 intact. So the combat is virtually identical, and there was nothing wrong with the combat in Darksiders 1 at all. Darksiders 2 adds randomized loot and gearing up your character and leveling up his skills and things like that. So it makes it a much more traditional style RPG, as well as being a hack and slash God of War style with Zelda style dungeons to explore. And what else have I been playing? I think the other big one, I started playing Mirror's Edge, which I bought out of the Humble Bundle, and been going back on XCOM, really, because I love XCOM, and now that they've when they announced the expansion, it made me go, oh, I'm going to go play some XCOM again. Oh, and I started watching New Girl.
Yay! I like it.
I like. Do you know what I like about New Girl, Simon?
What?
I like all the male characters. I don't like her.
I don't really have much of a problem with her, but the male characters are where it's at.
And I know they're obviously not the focus of the show, but every single one of them is well-defined and funny.
Well, actually, I'm not a big fan of Winston, but Schmidt and...
Nick.
Yeah, love him.
I watch the show, and every time if it focuses too much on Jess, I'm like, oh, I'm not enjoying this as much. But then as soon as it switches back to Schmidt or Nick or Winston, I'm always like, yay!
In season 3, old Coach is going to be in 4 episodes.
Yeah, I heard, because obviously his sitcom that he left to do has been cancelled now.
Yeah.
Guys, can I
come back? Happy Endings as well. It was like...
I heard Happy Endings was good. Yeah.
It was really kind of...
Happy Endings is really funny.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly different to all the others, yet still remains to be just as wacky.
I'll have to look at that as well then. And obviously Breaking Bad is back on TV. So Simon, you're having a bit of an issue with your mic there.
Am I?
Yeah, it's stopped now, but you were. Breaking Bad's back on TV, and last few episodes of the second half of season 5 have been phenomenal. Are you caught up, Kev?
I haven't seen this week's episode.
Oh my god, it made, like, I watched episode 1 of the, well, episode 9 technically, of this season in a car with Gilby, right? Because we were waiting to go and view a house, and there's a bit towards the end of that episode where shit goes down, and I actually went, oh my fucking god.
Yeah. Made me jump.
Everyone else in the comments like, what? What's the matter? What's the matter? I'm like, oh, I'm watching Breaking Bad. Don't worry. I had a moment like that in this episode, but much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
They've got, like, because obviously we're at the point now where we've got, what, 5 more episodes left?
Yeah.
So much has got to be done.
Yeah.
That's why, and it's ramping up. The tension is ramping up. All the loads more stuff is just coming out, and you're just like, oh, I can't handle it. I'm gonna miss this program so much.
I know, right? It's such a slow starter as well, and then you just get hooked, and it's like, oh my god.
It doesn't have like an amazing, like, its first season is very good, but after its first season, it finds its footing, and it becomes a very good TV show into a phenomenal TV show.
I mean, that season 4 ending.
Oh, mate, that's almost the season 4 ending is just so good. It just blows you away. Just what the fuck just happened? Right, that's me. Before I watch
about
my, I can't honestly, mate. When the ending happens, right, Gilby, your Week in Geek.
My Week in Geek has mostly consisted of, like, I got Origin, and I've sort of been watching someone sort of streaming Mass Effect. Like, they started a Mass Effect 1 playthrough, and they were planning on doing all 3. So I thought, actually, I really want to do, like, a Renegade playthrough, because I've done, I think, 3 playthroughs of all the games. And they've all been, like, pretty much the same character. It's always been Paragon, just because I like the majority of the characters in it.
Sure.
But I mean, I've just thought, I want to see what happens if I'm just, like, really horrible. But what I've ended up doing is, just because there's, like, sort of 2 main characters that I particularly like, which is Garrus and Tarly.
Yep.
Although, of course, you've got, like, the Krogans as well, but that's a different matter.
Yeah.
But I've basically been going through, and I've still got probably about quarter Paragon, just because I've been, like, nice to them. And it's just like, yeah, that's a good thing. But other than that, I've just been horrible.
I can't help it. Like,
sorry, gents. One second. Kev, you've got blowing coming through on your mic.
Okay.
And Simon, you were breathing heavily into your mic.
Oh, I moved it away from my face.
What about me? You're fine, but you look creepy. Good. Right. Can you stop while we go back to where we were?
I don't remember where I was now.
You were talking about I think the Krogans.
Renegade flavor.
Go.
Well, I mean, pretty much, it's in a way, I feel so terrible, like, half the time, because it's just like, I don't want to be mean to you. Especially with Liara, because she was the person who I romanced through all three games.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's not really in two, but you have the DLC where you still get the opportunity.
I bet you were.
All right, so how far are you on the game? Have you already finished
it? He's done them all, mate.
I've finished my Renegade playthrough of one. Okay. I pretty much skipped. I couldn't be asked to do all the side quests and stuff. I was just like, just do the main stuff. And I'm about halfway through two.
Yeah.
Two is my favourite game.
Have you already played three? Or have you not played three yet?
I've played three. The only bit of it I haven't played is the Citadel DLC.
Okay.
Just because I'd sort of done all my playthroughs and I was just like, I can't be asked to do it all again.
Who's the other Spectre? The human Spectre?
Ashley.
It turns up in number three. Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley.
Yeah?
Fucking annoying.
Well, I suppose it would be kind if you make him survive, but I've never
known him survive. No. Basically, I killed her.
Oh, yeah, you can, can't you?
Shot but she in dies face. In, like, number one.
No, she doesn't.
It's your choice. She can die in one more.
You can kill her, but I killed her in number three.
Did you shoot her?
I haven't done it yet.
Or did you let her die?
No, I shot her.
Oh, okay.
A bit of racist, a bit Jesus-y. I'm like, you're done.
Properly shot.
The thing that annoyed me most about Mass Effect 3 wasn't the ending stuff. It was their total cop-out when they showed what Tali looked like.
You can see what Tali looks like?
Yeah, there's like a picture of her in
if you romance her, right?
Romance her.
Oh,
but it's such a bad cop-out.
Isn't it just like a human woman still, basically?
It's basically it's a very badly photoshopped stock photo from some modeling agency. they literally just photoshopped like two of her fingers off and made like whited her eyes out, and that's it. That's all they did.
That is a proper cop out, yeah.
More in focus
version of what you see through her little helmet anyway.
Yeah, helmet.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was naughty.
But anyway, continuing my week in geek, I'm still enjoying Mass Effect 2, even though I've played like so many playthroughs of it, just because I like the Mass Effect genre, and I can't wait to get onto 3 because I absolutely love 3, even though the ending was kind of weird. But I mean, other than that, it's pretty much been the same as Simon and Sam. I've been playing some Saints Row 4, although I haven't got that much into it yet. But it's pretty fun. I mean, I've just been trying to upgrade powers because they're just so cool.
There's some proper loud bits in it coming.
Yeah.
Cool.
I ruined them for you, but
bits
where I was just giggling my arse off.
You were dicking your arse off. What giggling? Oh, giggling. All right.
God. Just painless on your mind. 24/7.
But it just does seem so much more amusing than Saints Row the Third.
Yeah,
because don't get me wrong, I have so many I just could not stop laughing moments in Saints Row the Third, but that was usually big co-op, just us dicking around at the airport usually.
No, I've been back to number three, but two is still my favourite.
So. I'd have to agree with that. Two is my favourite as well. I have never played anything except three. I have enjoyed three. I have not finished three.
Oh, I should play. Three.
I am with Dan on that. I haven't played two or one.
Two was where there was tons more customizability to where if you got hats, you could choose if you wanted them jaunty or straight on, and proper make your character your own. Isn't it? And then there's
I thought the
story on 2 was better because it sort of had this. It was at the point where they were like, okay, we're not just a GTA clone. We're going to do sort of things more extreme, and it had this really good balance of quite a brutal storyline.
Yeah.
And the silliness, whereas 3 and 4 are just full on crazy, batshit insane.
I like just the bullshit disregard because it's kind of fuck it, it's a video game. Why don't we just go off the rails?
Yeah, but,
and it's understandable why they would do, because they were trying to separate away from GTA in general. I know it's a massive leap, and I get why a lot of people were they went too far.
One review I was reading about number 4, and I kind of agree with it. 4 has kind of brought in
sort of like everything that was good about like all other sandbox games. Like, I mean, the flying, well, not really flying, the jumping and running in Saints Row 4 really is like Prototype and Infamous as well. So it's like they've just taken everything from all other games and sort of made a sort of like, this is what you get when you put all that is good together.
Sweet.
Like the story, you have to admit the story in 2 was a lot more brutal.
Yeah, totally.
Still had the funny bits. Like my favorite bit was you're getting revenge on like the one of the other gang's leaders for dragging one of your sort of lieutenants through the streets behind a car from a chain.
Yeah, I remember.
That kills your dude, so you're pissed. So you kidnap his girlfriend, put her in the trunk of a car, leave the car at a monster truck derby where he's competing, so he essentially crushes his own girlfriend in a monster truck.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Not as good as waiting for one of the other guys to get a tattoo and then put acid in the tattoo ink.
Yeah, that was also very good.
That was badass. Yeah. Right, okay. So, next segment.
Go on.
It's the lucky Gilby. You have to pass my challenge, basically.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sam's news blast challenge.
You have 1 minute to
read off
this.
The news blast. So you've been sent the news blast?
Have I?
Yes, got it? It's in your text messages.
Have you not looked at it yet?
Oh, you tell me to throw my phone away.
So he needs to get his phone out of the bin now.
Yeah. That was a test you failed.
Right, yeah.
You failed the first test.
That's a long text, okay.
Yeah, you got to try and read it in 60 seconds.
You've got 1 minute.
And are you ready?
No.
Right, well, we're going to take
it. Just go.
Okay, go you on. Ready? And go.
Game releases, DuckTales Remastered, Saints Row 4, Splinter Cell Blacklist, The Bureau, XCOM Declassified, Disney Infinity, Divekick, Wonderful 101 Gaming News. PS4 is launching on November 15th in US and November 29th in Europe. Minecraft finally coming to Sony consoles. XCOM Enemy Within announced, expansion to our PC Game of the Year last year. Nintendo announces 2DS, a 3DS without 3D. Elder Scrolls Online will have a subscription fee, and they are trying to make it not require Xbox Live Gold or PS Plus on Xbox One and PS4. Sony have managed to leak the music from GTA 5 and issued a public apology to Rockstar. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls announced with new campaign and new playable character Crusader. New Professor Layton game coming to smartphones as well as 3DS. Latest Xbox 360 title update gets
Stop.
Damn it! Yeah, I was like not even halfway.
Okay, right. Just to finish off the news blast, as Gilby failed the news blast challenge. You struggled there.
I did.
You're right. Let me show you how it's done, son.
He was frankly into it because his phone was halfway across the room.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. Latest Xbox 360 title update gets rid of Microsoft points finally. Wind Waker HD should be launching in October with a rumoured Wii U bundle to be announced. The EA Humble Bundle has raised over $10 million. Chivalry, Deadliest Warrior expansion has been announced. In other news, Ben Affleck is Batman. Bryan Cranston is heavily rumoured to be playing Lex Luthor. This has now, though, been debunked. Idris Elba's TV series Luthor is getting a prequel movie. Tony Yar of Ong Bak fame is joining Fast and Furious 7. J.J. Abrams has said that the next Star Wars films will be shot on film rather than digitally.
Yes!
Vin Diesel was originally approached to play a different character in the Marvel film universe that wouldn't have been seen till 2015. Now he's voicing Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 is now called Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales. Elizabeth Olsen is heavily rumoured to be playing Scarlet Witch in Avengers 2. And James Spader has been announced to be voicing Ultron in Avengers 2.
One thing, the Wii U bundles for Wind Waker, there is going to be a nice, well, it's not nice, it's just a black Wii U with some sort of like little Hyrulean patterns around like the console.
Oh, cool. They took it down though, didn't they?
That's for the console. There's also going to be one where you get this fucking awesome statue of Ganondorf with the game.
Ooh. Fair enough.
You're trying to say Gandalf for a second there. I was like, what? Ganondorf? What? That's a different thing.
Dan.
Yes.
The other week, was it Gavin and Thingy? What was his name?
Jeff.
Ryan played that Divekick
Yes, they did.
For the verses.
Yep.
Do you know where half the dive kicks are actually inspired from?
No.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, so they're like spoof characters of Marvel
versus
Capcom.
Yeah, so right. The Wolfie guy, that's actually how Wolverine does his dive kick.
Oh.
And that Dr. Schrulls, whatever, that's Dr. Doom.
Oh.
That's actually how he does the kick and stuff.
Oh. That game looks like a butt ton of fun for like a really
simple
concept.
It's on Steam at the moment as well.
And it's on sale, yeah, this weekend.
Really cheap. Under £5, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's actually just over £5. But it's the sort of thing that, if you don't know what we're talking about, have a look. Dive Kick on YouTube. It's a very, very, very simple premise.
Jump up and down, and two you dive kick.
You dive or you kick.
You kick.
Or you both.
But the way that they've done it as well, that all the different characters, they have like the Ryu and Ken of them. One of them's called Dive, one of them's called Kick.
Yeah.
But then they've got other characters who...
Uncle Sensei.
Like, just... Yeah, there's Uncle Sensei who has boots in his hands.
Yeah.
And gives tips to players, yeah.
Yeah. And there's loads and loads of different characters and stuff, and it's just different ways of jumping up and down and kicking.
The Wolverine character that's called Redacted.
Redacted. They did want to call him.
He was called Wolverine, wasn't he? He
originally wanted to be called the Wolverine.
Yeah.
But then they had to change it.
Yeah, Marvel didn't like it.
New.
Funnily enough.
New.
Okay, Sam, do you want to introduce what we're actually talking about then?
I will do. Okay, so the discussion, shall we say, for this evening is PC versus consoles. So, do we think that PC is actually the master race or the be-all of end-all of gaming now, or is it being overtaken by consoles? There's an argument that Kevin brought up to us. To be honest, it was a couple of weeks ago he said it to us, but we had superheroes and yeah. Well, we have to consider Kevin's ideas because, you know, he doesn't always have good ones, so, you know.
weigh the benefits and the cons against it.
Yeah, and then again, when we do actually, like, listen to his ideas, he gets all cocky and, you know, it's just all...
He cried a bit.
It's just me.
He did. But this is Kevin's idea, and it's a very good idea.
Should we let him start?
I like it. We'll let it start. Kevin, why do you think... Kevin is on the side of consoles, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. So, Kevin, why do you think that consoles are overtaking PC?
Well, for the longest time, it was the consoles trying to catch up with the PC in terms of graphics and sort of playability and stuff like that. And in all honesty, I think that we're at the point now, or at least on the very edge, that the consoles are there. They're better graphically, they're better in playability. I tried to ask a few people that are sort of avid PC gamers, you know, when was the last time sort of a PC game that came out on its own merits? I'm sort of trying to take away from the whole, it looks better because of XYZ, or you can mod it and stuff like that. When was the last time a game came out on its own merits that was sort of, say, better than something like The Last of Us, which is, you know, as we all know, a huge AAA title for the PS3, something that looks fantastic, has like an emotionally investing storyline. When was the last time something like that came out on the PC?
It's an interesting question. It's a very good question. To be honest, with graphics, the consoles are definitely there. To be honest, I think where PC gaming sort of like died sort of midway through the 90s, and it's sort of trying to claw its way back up. Most of the games released on the PC are either indie, so they're not like as graphically amazing, or they're the same titles that are on the console. So it's like, I bought my PC, a new PC last year, and it only cost me £600, and I can still play like Saints Row on like ultra settings and everything, whereas
back in the day, it was like you'd have to spend like well over a grand, and you would like constantly be like trying to keep up with it. Whereas, I think obviously PC users have basically been waiting for the new consoles to come out to get like even like need to actually be able to have more powerful like graphics anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, with titles, I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, I think my game of the year, particularly for characterization and story, Last of Us is my sort of like one up there on the shelf sort of thing. I mean, yeah. I think a lot of the PC games that sort of like are exclusive now are a lot of indie gamers, so they don't have, some of them are able to pull out that like that emotion stuff, but they're not sort of like big games that anyone would notice. I mean, I think the only game I played in recent years where not the same emotions, but at least an emotions pulled out is Amnesia, which I'm still scared to play and can't play past like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm sorry, you will shit your pants if you do it. I mean, the game comes says right at the beginning, lock yourself in a dark room, wear headphones, and you will shit your pants. The new one's coming out, I'm just like, I haven't even completed the first one.
Yeah, I got it as part of like the Humble Indie bundle, the weekly PewDiePie one, because obviously
PewDiePie
plays a lot of that in his bundle. It's PewDiePie, yeah. I still haven't loaded it up.
I have mine installed, but I won't touch it either.
I mean, try watching the trailer. Even the trailer's just sort of like, oh my god, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just looks terrifying. But, you know, obviously, like, just sort of going back to the main topic, obviously the PC does have its advantages in sort of terms of hardware and stuff.
Yeah.
Being that you don't have to sort of...
You're not limited.
You're not limited, but you know you don't have to sort of buy an entire new rig every time sort of something that better requires more power comes out. Yeah, but
if anything, I think the consoles have made PC gaming more accessible because you had to constantly be updating before. Whereas now, where most of the games come out on consoles, like everyone's kind of building around that, and you don't have to update your rig every year.
Yeah, but again, with the sort of advent of longer console life cycles. I mean, you know, there wasn't like a huge gap between, say, like the PS1 and the PS2.
Yeah. This has been the longest generation so far.
Yeah,
It hasn't. PS2 to PS3 was a bigger gap than it's been between PS3 and PS4.
That doesn't surprise me, if I'm honest.
Was it?
I'm talking mostly generations, because I mean, you got to think that the
double checking that now, but carry on.
Obviously, the Xbox came out a lot quicker than the PS3.
Yeah, it did.
So I would say that I would classify that as the starting of a new generation, because that was the next step forwards.
That was seventh gen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the seventh gen.
Yeah.
And obviously, those have been out for quite a long time now. You know, there hasn't been any sort of great changes in the console market in those years, but I think where like the PC sort of in the early 2000s was really pushing what they could do.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Crysis,
yeah, exactly.
When that was released, was
the first Far Cry and Crysis.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was literally breaking computers.
It was the PC benchmark. Shame about
that. That was the PC benchmark. Game it actually itself. Had people sort of like rushing out to update their rigs and buy new hardware. It gave that PC, the PC crowd like quite a boost. But since then, there hasn't been anything, I would say, that's really pushed the envelope in a way that some of the console games
had. When Crysis 2 came out, PC gamers were just like, oh, it's going to be the next one, it's going to be the next one, and it was just like, no,
really
it's
not.
It's built for consoles now, and it's just like, you can buy it fine.
Guys, it's definitely... I want to do a retraction. Simon, you're breathing really heavily into your mic.
Sorry.
This generation has actually been the longest. It's 7 years, whereas the one before was only 5.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Fair enough.
Anyway, it's okay, Dan. I knew I was right.
See what we've been talking about his subject. Now you prove. Dan, he's going to be impossible to work with him tomorrow. You know that.
No, I'm sorry, Sam.
He's not going to be able to fit in the door.
Fucked you now, haven't I?
Well, you need to do some work first, but you know, whatever. Yeah. Anyway. what was I saying? So, the thing is with, like, it's like the accessibility of, like, what the market needs now. Not so many PC gamers are out there, because it's so much easier for a parent to go out and buy an Xbox, buy a PlayStation for their kid. So it's easier to market games on consoles. And I mean, it's a lot of the time you're finding a lot of PC games to be second thought now, because if you look at some of the next gen games, like the Tom Clancy's The Division is a game I really, really want to play because it looks amazing. It's like post-apocalyptic awesomeness. Originally, they didn't mention anything about PC, and they said, oh, we're not actually going to be making a PC port. Like, when other people ask them about it, it's only going to be on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And basically, PC gamers took to the internet and signed a petition and eventually got them to say, okay, yeah, we'll make a port for PC as well. So it's now PC gaming seems to be a second thought. And if you look at Dark Souls, they released a PC port for that as well after releasing on console, but all they did was just copy and paste it from console onto PC. They didn't even map it properly. They didn't do any key bindings or anything. Yeah, it doesn't work. You have to have a controller to play it.
Thought of a sort of opposite direction is Payday. Because, I mean, the first one was, correct me if I'm wrong, was entirely PC.
You're wrong. It was on PSN as well.
PlayStation.
It was on PSN. I'll return.
Hang on. Allow him to finish what he's saying, because it sold a butt-ton more on Steam than it ever did on PC.
Yeah,
its design is very much a PC multiplayer.
It's a PC multiplayer game, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it plays... I mean, well, obviously there's different objectives, but it plays a lot like the earlier sort of like first-person shooters where you just get a small map, you got to do stuff. I mean, if you ever played America's Army, which was a free game made by the US Army, it kind of reminds me a lot of that, just instead of shooting like Afghans, you're robbing a bank.
Instead of shooting Afghans, you're robbing a bank. Simon
Talbot. That's a great quote.
Quoted. Going to put that on a Tumblr picture of you now. girly font.
I mean, I totally get what Kevin's saying. That's what I would disagree with. But basically, what I kind of think that you need to look at them in different aspects of like what you're doing. What game you're going to be doing, because if you look at one of the largest games on that people play is World of Warcraft, which there's however many
million. 7 million now, they've gone down from 11.
There's not as many as they were, but there are a large volume of people playing that game. And it's not something that you probably could now port it to consoles, but when they originally made it, you definitely couldn't have it on console.
They're actively doing that on the PS4. It's like
yeah.
the biggest example of which is
I like the fact that they're PS4. Trying to bring
Kyle. Well, put it this way. If we're talking World of Warcraft, I mean, Blizzard put Diablo 3, which was originally PC only, that's going to be on consoles now.
Yeah,
and it's getting better ratings as well. It's getting better reviews than the PC.
Oh, yeah, that's because they took out all the shit that people hated in the PC.
But then... It's an odd position because all of us here. Well, I don't know. Mark, do you have a console as well, or are you only on PC?
It's an Xbox.
Yeah, I've got an Xbox 360.
So everybody here has a PC and a console of some sort. And
I'm just gonna sort of throw my hands up and say I'm not trying to be a console fanboy. I'm just trying. You know, I've had this conversation with quite a few people.
Yeah.
I've tried to get a straight answer from some people, but. You know, a lot of PC gamers sort of get quite offended when you sort of mention that.
They do.
You know, the consoles are
the master race.
I'm not discrediting PC. I'm not discrediting console. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's definitely of what you think suits the market. I'd say if you consider yourself as like a hardcore gamer, you're generally probably going to get a PC because there's a lot more games and are easily accessible on the PC, and the communities
Well, I wouldn't say the community is great, let's be fair.
It's not great, but the gaming there's always more support great. On it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you
if
that.
If you have problems, you are more likely to get support on a PC server than you are on a console
it's
server.
Only because there's plenty of like people out there who rather
there's just less 13-year-old kids yelling headshots.
Sorted is done by like the audience, because like particularly with Bethesda, where they think they're all like well good, like releasing Skyrim, whereas like they've left so many bugs left in it, and like most of them on like the PC version have been fixed by
modders
rather than like the actual Bethesda.
Kev, are you going to say what I think you're going to say about things like League of Legends, where the community is just so poisonous?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to talk about community, I think the best game to talk about in terms of community is Eve, because they have complete control of that, and I think it's amazing. Like,
the way they do things.
Eve has seduced me in so many ways, but I don't have the balls to play it.
Yeah, I mean, positive or negative, no matter how
just so hard to get into.
The fact that people
no matter how you look at
actual money.
Yeah, well, that kind of sucks. But I say kind of, it sucks. But
they lost time.
It's a point where the community controls the whole game, and
because it's a stock market.
Yeah, and it's not people.
I feel like I need like a business degree to play that game. And all I wanted to really do is just be a pirate and ambush people.
You can do that.
I know you can, but it seems like nobody does it. Everyone like goes into major corporate mergers and tries to fuck everyone over that way in sort of like legit sort of. I pictured Wall Street basically plays Eve and like they're all trying to fuck each other over.
See, the funny thing is, when I tried to play Eve, I actually had access to Goonfleet, which is one of the largest corporations on there and widely hated by just about everybody. But I couldn't bring myself to do it because it's like this is going to turn into like a second job. I'm going to need to sort of like manage my resources
in
real time.
I mean, that's really the core of Eve gaming. You hear about or like when like someone's like joined a corporation for like a year undercover and has actually belonged to another one, and then they steal like all their stuff, and then like
corporate espionage.
Yeah, and then like hear about people saying, "We're here, come get us," and like it ends up becoming a mass space battle.
I mean, it's evolved way past the point of where all I wanted to do was just hop into a ship, get better ships, and then go blow some shit up. You can't do that anymore because
you need to play Faster Than Light.
But
that is a great game.
Amazing game. I was literally just mentioning it because it's a like community controlled game, and it's such a unusual thing to think of, because for community to take control of the whole economy of a game, it's really unusual to me, because it's
you
wouldn't think of something that's like, oh yes, I'm gonna change the economy.
All other MMOs do control their economy, like the producers like point of view, like they I mean, I've heard like particularly like WoW, they do hire actual like people who know shit about like the real world economy to sort out like the in-game economy and stuff like that, but just sort of like introducing something new that like people need and then doing shit like that
Right, so
can I talk?
No. Yeah.
Because I've just sort of been adding to what people were saying, and then I realised I didn't get to say anything I wanted to say.
Okay. So, Dan, what's your opinion on this?
So, what I'd like to say is, mostly, one, we're making some quite sweeping generalisations, right? And I don't want anybody listening to think, well, these guys clearly don't understand me, or understand the market, or whatever. We're not claiming to be any kind of fucking experts, for one thing. you shush. Right? You know, we're four dudes sitting on Skype having a chat about stuff that we're interested in. Do you know what it is? Because I see four pictures.
Yeah.
And I forget that I'm there.
I do that all the time.
So we're five dudes sitting on Skype having a chat about you know, stuff that we're interested in, and we are interested in PC gaming. I mean, I built myself an £1,800 gaming machine this year. Sam helped me build. Sam mostly built.
Sam who told us buy Windows.
Okay, Sam built. I stood there and tried not to hurt him.
And I pointed out mistakes when you were just generally talking to me.
Yeah, Simon pointed out things that we'd done wrong and assisted us. And I have
just that you neglected to buy Windows.
Yeah, I didn't buy Windows, and I bought an incompatible motherboard. All right, let's let it go. All right.
Slow clap, everyone. Yeah. Slow clap.
But since then, I have played very little on my Xbox, to the point of I've switched on my Xbox mostly to download the free games for Games for Gold, which have been really good. And
get another machine to build a list of games that you've never played.
My Steam library went from 4 games to 85 games during the Steam sale.
Good man.
I don't go mad in the Steam sale. I seem to go more mad with the Humble Bundles.
I also get every Humble Bundle as well, which is why. Humble Bundle.
Humble Bundle. Blah, 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 blah.
It's just another nickname.
I mean, it's a fair point. I'm pretty much in the same boat. I've had my PC for quite a while now, and I usually find myself like drawn to the PC more.
It's not like
I usually play the Xbox when I'm playing Borderlands with
somebody. I'll play PC games with my friends. Like Gilby attests to, anytime I'm on fucking Skype, Gilby's like, "Do you want to play Smite?
Yeah.
Or do you want to play War Thunder now, which is the other one they've got? Which is a World War II fighter plane arcade style shooter, so it's not really flight simmy. You can play it flight simmy if you want, if you're into that shit, or if you just want to move your mouse around and you're playing.
I mean, I think to be honest, well, I mean, when you do have the rig to be able to play any PC game that kind of comes out at the moment,
yeah,
it's just sort of like you are left with the fact that you can easily have an Xbox controller with your PC now,
as I do,
perfectly easy, and the game's cheaper on PC than it is on.
Not always.
Sometimes.
Not always, but.
Particularly with newer games, that's an issue. But I'm also like I'm torn. So like let's put an example of this is obviously there are only two games coming out and for the Xbox 360 that I'm desperate to get before I get my Xbox One. One of which is GTA 5, which obviously isn't coming to PC yet anyway.
Yeah, I would have liked to have got on PC, but it's gonna.
I imagine it won't be for 6 to 9 months,
which is too long.
See that? It is when you could just be playing the game anyway.
Yeah. Right?
And secondly is Batman Arkham Origins, which again I could get on the PC, which has got a straight PC release at the time, or we can get it on my Xbox.
I'll give you that one. It doesn't feel like a PC game.
Exactly.
And but you got a controller.
I have got a controller, but I've played both the other ones on my Xbox.
Yeah, I'm going to be with Dan here.
I'm excited to play that because think of the mods that can be on the PC version. It's a Batman game. Mostly, and it's got the really cool multiplayer that I'm genuinely actually excited about.
Yeah.
Mods don't tend to come out for those sorts of games very
easily. Exactly, as well. So I'm at a place where I'm like, there is a new game coming out that I want. I could get it on my PC or I can get it on the Xbox. And at this moment, because it's a game that isn't necessarily going to get modded and isn't going to look a ton better on my PC than it is on my Xbox, I'll probably end up getting it on the Xbox.
Yeah. Those are normally games I cast as
really sort of
more
thing,
like
a console. Here, but you have games like that where you've got a bridge, you go, what do I get this on? Well, actually, if I think about it more, I'd just be getting on the PC to get it on the PC, whereas I can buy it on the Xbox. I know I've got a multiplayer community there and friends who are likely to buy it on the Xbox as well, so we can play the multiplayer together. I played the other two on the Xbox as well, so it's a nice thing like that. But
come to think of it, I strangely got Bioshock on the Xbox, despite the fact that I would say it was probably more, now that I think about it, a game I'll have on the PC, but I think it's because I had the original Bioshock on the Xbox.
See, I bought Bioshock on the Xbox as well, but then my PC wasn't finished at the time.
Yeah.
I had all the bits.
then question, Simon, what platform did you buy Saints Row on?
PC.
On PC.
Because you all told me to. I was going to get it on the Xbox, but you all said, no, man, they're going to make mods for it. So I was like,
cool. Make mods. Well, they'll make mod for it and they'll put out a load of DLC that's free and stuff like that you won't get on the.
Without us saying anything, what you originally would have got it for the PC.
I was going to get it on the Xbox because I have all the others on the Xbox.
And the Xbox even. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's definitely something that I would instantly think, if I want to be getting that, I want to get it for Xbox because it just seems to be the correct format to.
Yeah.
There's something about sandbox games and consoles, isn't there?
Yeah.
There really is, because I'm like that.
Yeah, like I had Prototype on the Xbox, and then when like a friend of mine said they had it on the PC, I was like, sandbox game on the PC?
It's like,
and then I'm just like, wait a minute.
On the PC.
The first GTA was like a PC, and then it eventually came out on like PlayStation when the PlayStation came out.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of like GTA.
Yeah, but the first GTAs
PC.
Aren't properly sandbox, are they? Even considering their top-down view, they're not really sandbox.
Yeah, well, they still kind of
still go around doing what you want.
It depends what you consider sandbox. If you
I consider sandbox just being able to go about and do whatever you want.
I suppose. Okay, but what I wanted to say, Joe's sort of getting to three ways of talking about other stuff.
Segue.
I've made the segue really awkward.
I want a segue.
I would love to go on a segue. My big thing that I think PC gaming has an edge on is free to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And free to play is so massive. I mean,
Kevin was just saying that Xbox Live, it's just you've got your internet connection, off you go.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing about free to play is that it's not kind of like you don't really have to overly advertise too much about what it is, because it's just kind of like it's free.
It's free.
Just come and play it. And so if you don't like it, then don't play it anymore.
Then delete it.
What about all the stuff that's coming to the PS4? I mean, the PS4 is, in my opinion, trying to become more like a PC than, say, the Xbox One, whereas the Xbox One is trying to become
an entertainment center.
An entertainment center for everything in the front room, whereas the PS4, I think, is taking.
Can you say everything?
I think it's taking many, many sort of ticks from what Steam is trying to do, which is trying to bring PC gaming into the front room.
You could say Xbox was trying to do that as well. I would say PlayStation and Xbox were approaching it from different angles, but they are definitely both looking at like what Steam has done and stuff like that.
PS4 is definitely working that PC angle a lot more. Like I said, there's a whole slew of sort of MMO type games coming out. You know,
Realm Reborn and Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
There will be more. I mean, admittedly, they are very like going towards
compared
like
to
the
how
indie
many on
bit
the Xbox?
Since the popularity
One.
Of Greenlight.
Exactly.
Are you gonna go? That's twice as many, Dan.
That is twice as many. Plus,
yeah, it's also one more.
Yeah, put it that way. It's one more.
Listen to what I'm saying, God damn it. They are two huge, huge titles. They're not like skimpy.
What games are you saying now?
You're talking about MMOs coming to the PS4.
Oh, the MMOs. Okay, wait, wait.
And Elder Scrolls Online. However,
those are two huge MMOs, you know, and I think that's going to pave the way.
You're a huge MMO.
But also, there's a lot of free to play stuff coming to there, like Planet Side 2. That's huge.
There's what someone say?
PS4 is getting a load of free-to-play games as well.
Yeah, and the only one I can think of is War Thunder.
And PlanetSide 2 and Dust 514, and there's a whole load of
is
them.
Is Dust 514 still not out?
No, that's I think that is now out of beta.
Did that get pushed from being a PS3 game to a PS4 game then?
As far as I'm aware, don't quote me on this, but I think that is going to make the jump to
PS4. He's lying!
at a later date.
So when we say free to play, we say now that Sony requires a PlayStation Plus subscription to play games online, for those games it won't require it.
It depends entirely on the developer.
Yeah.
I know Elder Scrolls, especially, is trying to make it so that you won't be.
Yeah, but that's a paid subscription though, so it's not.
So isn't Realm Reborn not a subscription based MMO as well?
Yeah, that is. But I'm talking about the other free-to-play games.
No, well. I'm asking as a question, right? So, as far obviously because PlayStation 4 is not out, it's just really difficult to talk about. But as far as we know, obviously as you just said, Bethesda are stepping in and saying, "Dear Sony, dear Microsoft, please don't force people to have Gold or PSN PS Plus." To play our game on your thing.
We
want to make money from them. And we've put a store where you can buy physical objects with real money in the game as well, because we can't decide if we want to be a subscription-based MMO or a free-to-play MMO. Sorry, I'm really annoyed about it because I was really excited about Elder Scrolls.
I am immediately in the same boat as you, Dan.
Well, I think Elder Scrolls, they were looking into a free to play model.
Yeah.
But they said that they've decided to go for the subscription based one to make the game more into what they want it to be, as opposed to having to
be honest.
It's recouping costs, isn't it? It's got to be. It's always recouping costs in these
all things. Honesty, I'm going to say give it a year. We'll see if there's still...
Yeah, free to play, yeah. And that's a sad thing because it shouldn't have to get to that because games generally suffer. Like MMOs in particular suffer when they have to go to that route. Because
I mean, it happened with Star Wars. Yeah. I reckon it'll happen with both.
Well, if they build it to be free to play, then I think that they've usually planned for it, obviously.
Yeah, so well, it looks like they have because...
Do it really well. But if it has to go to free to play, it usually doesn't work very well. Because you have players that have been on it and it's just like, oh, well, I'm already level 80 and I've now got to pay to be level 80, so I can't use that character.
Star Wars suffered quite badly from transition.
Like the
I've always much preferred the subscription model, though. I don't mind. I think they should lower the price.
Yeah.
I think it shouldn't be like in America. They have to pay like £15, $15 to play WoW. That's a 10-year-old game. They're still having to pay $15 for. That
which, in fairness, with a bit of like exchange rate, is the same amount that we already pay.
But I mean, that's only if you. Want to do the expansion pack, you can play levels 1 to 60 for free.
Yeah.
So all of the vanilla stuff is available for free, but if you want
to play... It's no longer the same vanilla stuff.
Yeah, it's 1 to 70 now. They added Burning Crusade as base.
But no, what I meant was vanilla WoW's gone. It's been burned up.
1 to 60 is not the same as it was.
And it's better, though. It's better for it.
No, no.
That's debatable.
Kevin! No. Simon and me are in the room. You can't be saying such wild things.
Okay. I've been playing WoW since just before the Burning Crusade came out.
Okay.
I've recently gone back to playing it because my girlfriend plays
really?
It.
Kevin.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I'm
doing it for the Poo-Tang, it's fine.
The funny thing is, like, I spent like years playing playing World of Warcraft.
The talent trees.
I then met my girlfriend on World of Warcraft and pretty much stopped playing. It's like, well, my job here is done. And stopped playing.
I'm out.
I've made a life in this.
It's like I have achieved the only goal.
Can I point out something here?
Warcraft.
Sam?
Yes?
You're very quiet, and I've just remembered why. You've never really played an MMO.
You played WoW, didn't you?
No, he sort of touched WoW.
Like level 20.
Yeah,
oh.
He's never played an MMO, whereas the other four of us are all World of Warcraft veterans.
Yeah,
me and Simon and Kev are all Star Wars veterans.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Gilby, are you Guild Wars 2 as well?
I played Guild Wars 1 a little bit.
Me and Kevin have played Guild Wars 2 a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't play. I have to say, I didn't play Guild Wars 2 a lot. I couldn't.
I was kind of happy
as much
that
as much as I loved it, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I know. And I had the same issue.
I'll
I was
tell you
happy
why.
That my little bike in WoW was still there when I like loaded it up again after so many years. I was just sort of like, oh, I've put in a lot of gold on that fucking bike.
Sam,
just going back to my original point. The post cataclysm vanilla WoW is about a million times better than the original vanilla WoW, and I don't care what the fuck you think. The starting
area intrigues because I didn't think much of it, but
the stuff like Silver Pine Forest, where it's a lot more interactive. There's more story there. That's the thing I love about WoW. I love the lore, but in vanilla WoW, like the original sort of 1.0, there wasn't a lot to do. It's sort of like Halo. All of the lore is outside of the game.
Mm.
And you have to go sort of read books or read comics or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas now they've started implementing the lore into story elements in WoW. And I think that's so much better.
I suppose I can give you that because I only did sort of like a 10-day trial just to see what it's like nowadays.
Yeah. Once you get to like level 10, things start opening up a bit more.
Oh, no, because I went and played because I had a level 70.
Yeah.
I basically was just playing as my level 70 doing some of the cataclysm stuff.
Yeah.
I suppose I was only doing because you couldn't level up or anything. I could only do like a bit of like the cataclysm and stuff. I went up to like Mount Hajar.
Yeah.
and I was still kind of just sort of clicking on the quest, not really reading what's going and stuff like that and what I'm doing.
Well, that's the thing, though. The actual sort of quest logs, you don't really have to read them because, like I said, it becomes sort of a storyline. Like, you'll have to follow certain people and they'll be talking to you, like...
I didn't see any of that, so I suppose I'll give you that. I mean, because I was heavily into, like, the lore, and I was the one of the people who was just like, must read books and find out what's going on. But, I mean, they did...
The books are really good, to be fair, though.
And I did kind of like it, because it was pretty much Lich King when they first started, bringing in, like, the whole, like, actually make you aware of what's actually going on and why you kill this guy.
Yeah. So, in essence... Screw you, Dan. Post-cataclysm is
you have
awesome.
Me in right.
Let Sam explain why he doesn't like MMOs.
Most of the time I have the problem with MMOs is I generally don't like the way the controls are. Dan and I played some of the Marvel Heroes one. I know that those controls were retarded even for, like, even Dan said, like, no, they were dumb compared to, like, whatever.
It's also not a traditional MMO.
It's not traditional and stuff like that. But it's the whole, I want to hit a button and you hit the same time as you hit the button. I don't like the cooldowns. I don't like having to wait for it to kind of start. I don't like just clicking on somebody because I feel disconnected. I don't feel like I'm properly controlling it. I'm just suggesting that guy should go and do it.
When you get your moves and then you work out a rotation
different MMOs that have...
I understand that.
Stuff
but...
like Rift. I think it was Rift or a different one where basically all of your moves were very sort of console style. You would
real-time
dodge and weave. Real-time battles.
I understand that, but...
There are a lot like that.
But
you played a bit
Diablo. It's kind of put a bad precedent on me because it's kind of like, if I don't, it's a big thing. It's like character driven. I've said it a million times. If I don't like characters, I won't play it. And it's kind of like, if I don't feel connected to a character, then I can't really play the game as well. If I don't feel like I'm actually this character that I've created, I just think that I'm suggesting that he should go and do this now. And even when I start playing WoW, I didn't really feel any of the storyline elements. They were just like, here's WoW, go.
Can I say, do you like the sort of top-down MOBAs? Like League of Legends and Dota and stuff like that?
Okay, well,
that's fair enough then, because that's the same kind of thing, where it's like, although you only control one character,
auto-attack
and stuff like that, where you just go over there and just do that.
I mean, I like, or XCOM... Yeah, okay, but that's a bit more of the strategic thing. It's kind of like you're not trying to tell me that I am this person. You are saying that you are the commander and you are telling these people, these soldiers, what to do.
That's
it's different to compared to saying,
I say I got
here is a game where you create yourself in a personification into a video game, but you don't truly control it because you are still just clicking where you're supposed to be going and stuff. And it's... I don't know, I just don't feel...
I don't know, I kind of got really close to my character.
Yeah, I do.
And it's
like,
Star Wars. Because
I got that in Star Wars.
I totally chose how he looks. Because the way gear works is you can actually have your character look like whatever you want and still sort of gear him up. Also, it's just like, I mean, I know the moves and stuff like that, so like, I know if I like... move into position and I press 7 and I'm going to chuck both my lightsabers in a straight line and they're going to be like... badass.
I mean, you can totally get away with it more with Star Wars because you can just like, it's Star Wars, and you can kind of accept like.
Plus, the story is so central to the old Republic.
And
isn't it made by BioWare?
It is a BioWare MMO, yes.
So they sort of take it like Mass Effect, that kind of style of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's something that you know, and so you can play a bit more. And I played some of the original Knights of the Old Republic and stuff like that. And even then, I loved the storyline and stuff like that, but I just couldn't play it. I just couldn't deal with it. And it's the same...
Do you play Final Fantasy games, Sam? I couldn't remember. I can't remember.
Well, I got like halfway through 10, got annoyed.
I swear everyone has played 10 who's played any Final Fantasy pretty much.
No, not played 10. Played 8.
I played 10 12 and 13.
Oh, no wonder you hate them.
You played some of the worst ones. Like tennis is a great place to start.
I started 7, but I didn't actually have it. My friend had it, so I
played
it as
7. You might have a bit of trouble with now. 7's got brilliant storyline, but the graphics do make it a bit clunky to approach, and you can't even use the analog stick. You have to use the D-pad.
Yeah.
Best way to play it is actually on a PSP now.
It's like
thing is, right? I played Crisis Core, which I really liked.
Yeah.
So good.
So you know Crisis the story's kind of good.
Wait, hang on. Which one is Crisis Core like?
That one.
Crisis Core is after 7, isn't it?
No,
it's a prequel, but
4-7. It's on PSP.
What's the combat like?
It's action. You're pretty much action RPG.
Cool.
So it's something that I can play a lot well because you can dodge and you can.
Like Kingdom Hearts.
Yes.
I've never played Kingdom Hearts. I love King. You bitch.
So you might get along with 15 then.
Can't play a game with Goofy and Sephiroth.
You have no idea how good it is, mate. I'm telling you.
Wrong.
Goofy is not in any of the ones Sephiroth is in.
Anyway. Okay. So.
But you might get along with 15. Because 15 is
action RPG. Combat.
Okay. I'll have a look at it anyway.
Right.
But to summarize of what we've generally said, that we think that console is slowly taking over, but PC is still going strong.
There's still plenty of reason.
Basically, it runs down. It will never die. No. But it always runs down to choice and preference. If you have friends who are on PC, and you want to play some free games and go on some mods and even create your own mods, then PC is definitely the way to go forward. If you think console, if all your friends are on console and you're only really concerned about the console releases, then console's the way forward. At the end of the day, it's always preference. If anybody disagrees with anything we've said or wants to chat their opinion out there,
1 second,
let us know.
Yeah,
on the Facebooks and Twitters, and we're on Tumblr now as well.
We haven't touched it yet.
We haven't done anything to it, but we're on it.
We made a Tumblr. Yay!
Yeah. We
have Vine as well, so you can Vine.
We do have a Vine. We have one Vine on it.
We have one Vine.
Just quickly, I want to just do a quick roundup before we properly wrap up. What's your favourite PC game of the last couple of years, Sam? While Sam thinks, does anyone have their answer?
No.
Half-Life.
Total War Shogun 2.
That's one.
Love that game.
Did you say Half-Life? What? Half-Life 1, 2?
Civilization.
Civilization 5, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd say Half-Life 2 because it's so broad in everything I can do with it. As a standalone game, it's pretty amazing as well.
Simon?
I think I'm going to have to agree with Kevin, and it did also, Half-Life did give us Portal as well.
It did give us four, which unfortunately I would have said was my PC game of the last couple of years if it weren't for the fact I played it on the Xbox. my PC game is going to be, and annoyingly it's one that's fucking cross-platform, but it's XCOM. I fucking love XCOM.
But I would still only really play that on...
He fucking loves it.
Yeah, I would still probably... I downloaded the demo for the Xbox. I was like, what the fuck is this? This needs to be played on a PC.
I'd also say that another game I really liked, but I'm very bad at it, is StarCraft. I love it, but I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, I know. I really can't wait to play you it.
Oh, you're going to fuck
me. I'm so good at fucking RTS games.
So you're going to
destroy
me. I'm not
even that good. I just know I'm better than you.
Can I get in on some of that action? I've got
fucking Zerg Rush.
You're good, man.
I just look at RTS and I'm like, ugh.
Simon,
the one I could never get into.
Actually, my mate told me a really good tactic. I can fuck you up with a really cool tactic.
And we're going to do a multiplayer game with fucking XCOM as well, and I take your squad out, son.
But the only one I got along with was old Dawn of War.
You'd like XCOM, Sam. You'd really like XCOM. Because it's not...
Hey, Sam, I told you to play it.
I know, shut up. You'd like XCOM, Simon. It's a really, really
very cool
strategy game. But it's not real-time. It's turn-based. And it's
that makes it a bit easier. I never tried to play RTS online because it's just like,
and it has permadeath.
Someone fills a load of troops, gank shit.
It's very it's very similar to a board game called War Machine.
No, nobody, you've lost us. Simon, people, there's permadeath. You will lose your squad. It hurts.
Yeah, you both told
all
me.
All of you fuckers are dead.
You, Simon, you've
every
died.
Every single one
you
of you
new.
Here in this conversation, including
what did
me,
I do?
Dead.
I can't be dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
The girl.
Yeah, you're dead. Kevin's dead. Simon's dead. Sam's dead. I'm dead. My current.
Did I go girl, out in a blaze of glory? Please tell me.
Everybody does. Like, I don't let anybody die like a bitch.
Are your currently alive characters basically?
I better have had a shotgun. That's all I
said.
Well, all of my characters of you lot are still alive, so you know that obviously means I care more about you lot.
What it generally means is a lot of my people end up running in and then getting pinned down by three aliens. Well, shit.
Or
so I should be able to beat you.
What it might mean is you're just not as good.
Yeah, maybe. Shut up.
Cool. Right. So.
Does anybody else have anything they want to say before we wrap up?
Nope.
Well, all I want to say particularly is that I don't think PC gaming will ever really die. No, just because the fact that people usually have a PC anyway, just because
you need
it, they use it for school or work or like whatever. So they just have it anyway, and then they just think, oh, this game's on PC. I can just download it now. I might as well buy it now.
Yeah,
I liked it.
My main point was. My main point was sort of, you know, PC gaming will never die. It's sort of self-sustaining.
It is,
but it's not pushing the envelope so much.
It's anymore. Not. I think what we've basically come to the agreement of is that they're both as good as one and the other. There really shouldn't be this elitism for either.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And nobody else has got anything else they want to say.
Nope.
As Sam was saying, you can hit us up on Twitter at Three Lives Left. Or at Facebook on just search for the Facebook. Fucking hell. Just search for Three Lives Left Podcast on Facebook. Or you can find us on Tumblr, which we might use
which,
at some
like
point,
I
maybe.
Said, is predominantly gay porn.
Yeah, mate, apparently. You wouldn't know. our Vine, which we've made one of.
Kevin
will
do another
one something
tomorrow.
Against the wall.
We've got some other stuff in the pipeline coming on that sort of front. And yeah, review us on iTunes and Podomatic and listen and share the love.
And look out for another. There'll be a review soon coming up on the. Yourself. Yeah, there'll be a review coming up on the WordPress soon as well. Yeah. So keep your ears open.
Do something with the WordPress because it's horrible. But yeah.
I went on that the other day. I was like,
it's horrible. Look at it. November. It's November again.
November.
My one prized article is on there as well.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, Kevin, no matter what we do with anything in the future, we'll repost it because it's wonderfully written. Right?
Yay!
Everybody say bye.
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 And we're good.
Goodbye. Bye.
Right. Just once, I'd really love it if we could, you know, in the style of the goodbye song from Sound of Music, just everybody goes, goodbye. Well, fuck
you. I don't know how that song goes.
Fuck you.
A barbershop quartet. Goodbye.
You're not doing anything to Sound of Music.
Musicals are the best, Simon.
Sound of Music.
You Sound of Music, does he?
Yeah. Just of. Not like. Of.